Hey everyone, it's John Papagiorgio. I'm introducing the second half of my own show. You want to stay tuned for the end of this one? It's amazing. I don't remember a lot of episodes we record more than, a day or two after recording, but fuck, this one ends so well. You're not going to regret listening to the end.
Oh, here's...
Yeah.
Thurman Munson as Joe Namath?
I'm singing show tunes. I'm talking about Namath, a famous Jet. Munson, a famous Yankee. I want to hear about New York.
What? Okay. I did all the normal shit I do, and it kind of... Okay, yeah. I didn't sink $300 getting my crank worked, and then I looked at the lineup of the girls that they had because they tweet and have a fucking website.
Do they?
That shows their daily lineup.
Oh my god.
And my favorite was there.
Ugh.
And some new blood that looked amazing. And yeah, I didn't fuck them.
I think that's why you're in such a poop mood.
No, because you go to New York and, if you're doing comedy, you can't. What the fuck? Oh, god damn you. God damn you. Michael just flashed some Facebook photo of some gorgeous girl that one time was at an improv performance, and she walked out and he goes, "That's exactly my type." And it's like, she's a 10. Fuck you. anyone would say that.
That's,
and he doubled
type
down on it like earlier today. He's like, "No, but those features." And it's like,
she's beautiful.
Yeah.
but sometimes, like, there's just certain like little features.
Mm-hmm.
Like nipples.
Like boobs.
Like all of it, man.
She's got a face.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'd fuck that face.
I'm cash.
So you saw the Stepfathers again at UCB?
No, I saw, so I was there Sunday, so I saw Ass Cat, which had Shannon and O'Neill and Sebastian Connolly from Stepfathers.
I thought you were going to say Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, of Skid Row fame, yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm going to fucking yes and anyway.
Gone Wild.
I was thinking of the composer.
Oh. Okay, Brainiac, fuck off.
Someone want to get that corpse off stage?
Put in the corpse toilet.
Johann.
How were those shows? Good?
Let's see. Stepfather's good. Monday night we saw some improvised musical Rumple teaser. That was good.
I love improv. I saw one time. I can't talk right now. Improvised musical.
No,
that was like one of the coolest things I ever.
Yeah. Zach Willis, this dude that I took some classes from. He literally looks like a miniature version of Tim Martin.
Okay.
It's odd. Tim Martin's a dude that Michael and Sean are friends with.
Was he in
performs at UCB?
Chinese Menu.
No. He has been, I think.
I mean, back
once or twice.
I just saw the one show at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Okay.
No, Tim performs like every Saturday.
There was sort of a reddish haired guy, if I recall, that night that I saw.
More of a ruddy hue.
Okay. More of a period red.
Yeah. No, I guess that night pissed me off because
Cash liked that one. Yeah.
Cash loves.
I fucking woke up.
Cash loves period sex.
I'm into a
can't get her pregnant.
I've tried too, man.
She's always wet.
Yeah.
No foreplay. Dig it in. Yeah, I don't know. Some sketch troupe that was just like privileged 25-year-old white dudes.
Okay.
That hosted a show at 10:30.
Meow.
Yeah, that kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Oh, I know those guys.
Yeah. And then they hosted another sketch troupe within their show that was three other fucking little white dudes that were like 25. And I was just pissed because I didn't happen to be born right outside or inside New York. So that wasn't my life.
How do you know that they were?
I'm just going to assume.
Oh, okay.
And blame everything for...
I moved to New York at 19.
Yeah.
I'm not from that area.
So you think some of this restlessness or kind of irritability that you're feeling from the trip is just like regret?
It's a mix of regret, but I also just hate everything right now. Like, I hate New York. I was pissed at the people there, both because they were living a life that sometimes I want, sometimes I don't. I wasn't really doing anything all that new. It was kind of just visiting all the places I've been before, seeing the same
old
fucking
hat, brown shoes sort of visit.
What?
That means like same old, same old.
Old hat, brown shoes.
Old hat, brown shoes. It just means same old. It's an old expression.
Round shoes?
Old hat, brown shoes.
Oh.
It means like same old, same
brown
old.
Brown new shoes don't exist.
Stop dissecting it.
Did you bring down Sarah with the...
I think so.
SBC? Really?
Yeah, Sarah Beth Chambers.
No, but I meant, did you bring her down with your mood?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. No, that's what I meant. Oh, okay. No, I didn't, like, bring her down to the financial district.
I didn't bring her down like, to Virginia. Yeah, she's so. Actually in his car right now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So wouldn't let her come in.
Are you, you just kind of get in your head?
I'm very much in my head right now, and I'm pissed because I missed both therapy appointments. I actually, my Tuesday shrinker, I was in the city for... And then today, I had an appointment that originally I was supposed to be in the city for half of today, but I got, like, an eviction job. Like, literally, as I got on the bus to go to New York, I got maybe 3 or 4 business calls in a row. The first one was some guy who was like, I need you. We got the sheriff. We're locking some poor people out of their houses. And you got to be there 11:30 Thursday. And I gave him, like, a double quote. And he was like, sure. And I was like... Can't say no to that.
Yeah.
And so already I was curtailing my trip, like just from fucking Jump Street.
Because you wanted to lock out poor people?
Yeah. I definitely do. It's great.
Did you go back to do the job?
Yeah, yeah. I came back Wednesday night versus Thursday afternoon I've been working like all day today.
So are you basically kind of irritable over things that you just can't control?
Yeah, I don't have a time machine, pretty much. Yeah. And I can't go back and move to New York and pursue comedy back when I was, like, 18.
Mm.
And also, sometimes I think about using the time machine to tell my dad to get his lung checked out so he doesn't die.
Right.
Mm. And that's about it. Also, I invest heavily in Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Have you told anybody about the time machine? Because that could be worth something.
Mm-hmm.
It's an idea I've been sitting on.
Hmm.
Okay.
Seeing you put on the play inspired me to work a little more.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
I shot straight to February.
I did put one of my cats in the time machine, and it turned inside out. So I'm on to something.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Which one?
The one you don't like. You don't like either.
I like the one that eats with his hands like a baby. That's like, which one's that?
Sorry, Buster is the inside out cat.
So basically though, this is like...
I like the cats.
What do you think as far as, regret and stuff you can't go back and...
She's all for it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know a lot about it too.
I know so much about it. And the only thing that I would think... or that I try and do every day is remember that if I like keep going every day, it's going to get better. I have to believe that or else I'm going to get stuck in a funk and be completely miserable all the time. You have to think you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
That's
right
the most
now.
That's the depressing thing I've ever heard.
Okay. Well, then just go pray about it.
But
okay.
What's the alternative?
Yeah. What's the alternative?
I don't know. Just stew for a while. Yeah. Work on that time machine.
Yeah. Like be miserable.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not fun.
I mean, you probably could have used a vacation. So yeah. That's good. You got to spend time with good friends. So that was good.
You got to eat a lot of food. You probably exercised your ass off because you were walking everywhere.
I left my credit card at the last Guinea restaurant we ate at.
Why?
No, you've ruined your relationship with Italians now. That's not good.
Oh, gosh, I'll be missing out on so much.
Don't say that. Yeah. Don't you ever say that.
I really wanted to date a woman I could sneeze on and get pregnant, Michael.
That's my perfect woman.
The movie's called Pretty Woman.
No, you just have to think you're right where you're supposed to be. And I think you are.
I have in my head a catchphrase for an edgy sitcom where I turn to the camera and I go, then how many Hitlers was I in a past life?
But bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
You know what
life is hard on your own.
You know what a producer would say? So what other ideas do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a sponsor would say, then pray about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why don't you pray about it? Mm-hmm. You have so much holy water in your room.
Yeah, because my OCD mom stockpiles it.
Really, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took one. I have one in my room.
There's like holy, also like actual holy water?
Actual holy water. There's also
Catholic holy water.
Wow. It's Greek Orthodox.
Greek Orthodox holy water. It's not like Christian stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's almost like voodoo.
Yeah.
The Greek Orthodox shit.
Does it work on vampires still?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, only ones that were Dominican in life, though.
Nice.
You lose your ethnicity when you're a vampire. I don't know why. No, there's also piles of old church bread and wishbones from chickens.
My mom's office at Foo has wishbones in it because Ed keeps them.
He's a Chinese immigrant.
No, he's not. He was born here.
Do you really have all that stuff in your room?
No. The bread and the wishbones are in the corner of the kitchen rotting.
Yes, they are.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
They are not in my room.
You've never been to the house?
No, I haven't been inside.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why you can still look me in the eye.
So, how's that situation?
Oh, living with my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, we have it figured out, him and I.
Yeah, I sleep on a pillow of dreams.
No, Nick just purchased a house in Sterling where I'm going to be moving into.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Papa's going to move in with my parents.
Yeah.
Really?
We joked about it.
We joked about it.
I think there was a little movie called The Holiday. This is Cameron Diaz.
Are you saying this?
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Kate Winslet.
With Pam in the role of Cameron Diaz.
Maybe you're gonna like fall in love with my mom.
Yeah.
And you guys are gonna murder plot.
Yeah.
Gonna murder my dad.
Which movie was that? Freaky Friday.
That was Freaky Friday but the new one with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
What do you want to do right now?
Is
there anything that you want to do right now?
No. Like no. I desperately want to be in a therapy session right now.
Oh, really? Wow.
Like, because there's obviously stuff bugging me
that
I can't put a finger on, and I just feel like inarticulate right now, and I have no clue what's up with my mood. You'd think, given like what you said, I was crashing for free in New York. I saw shows. I got to walk around, eat what I wanted. They even have cats in this apartment. That shouldn't have segued right from eat what I wanted.
I know. I've been on trips like this before, though, where you have stuff that is going on unresolved. When you
this
leave.
Is my last two trips to New York, though. I went with Dawn back in December, and I came back in a pissy mood, too. I don't know, man. It's just something about that city is starting to bug me, and I can't put my finger on
and
it.
Now,
and you talk to someone.
And now you're going up for classes, right?
Starting in 3 weeks, I will be there every weekend for like 10 weeks in a row.
Oh, I'm going to come up with you one weekend.
Feel free because I can't say anything, but there's a good chance I'll be doing it solo now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'll have to start bringing people.
That's news to me.
Yes.
Must be really recent news.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Everything stays private. Nothing. I didn't expose myself to anyone that would have been taking the trip with me, and that's why she's not taking the trip with me anymore. Just other factors might be conspiring to keep her at home. Ooh. My penis did not make an appearance.
Wait. I don't know what's happening right now, but I think Cash Warren has something to do with it.
Cash Warren, Elizabeth's son?
Oh, no, Cash.
I'm over here trying to start a Native American reservation in my backyard.
Actually, Cash Warren is Jessica Alba's husband.
Is it really?
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Just a little segue.
I'm hitting that right now.
It's all my dick.
No, I was supposed to go up. Dawn was taking one of the two classes I was taking with me. And she's got some shit possibly coming up where she can't make it anymore.
Oh.
So I might be looking at solo travel for like 10 fucking weeks.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Her period.
She's having a 10-week. The old 10-week period.
That's how the Filipinos do it.
Well, I mean, that's not like, is that a huge issue for you?
I mean, again,
nothing against Don. I'm just saying, like, can you? Was it something that you could, you were gonna do by yourself anyway?
I started UCB like 3 years ago, thinking that it would be some sort of amazing, like, learning all the secrets of the biz type training, and I would come back to DC armed with this great improv knowledge. I also thought they would think I was so ahead of the curve, having done maybe a year's worth of improv classes beforehand, that they would see me in 101 and be like, bump this guy to the fame line. You
right.
know? And none of that is true. UCB is a fucking pyramid scheme where all their income is just charging people, telling them they're going to be famous, in essence, if you take this shit.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah. Because, like, you know, 20 years ago, people from UCB were famous. It doesn't really happen anymore.
Well, I think the real reason that people move, and Ava maybe can
Eva.
Speak.
What? Call me Ava.
Is it the same?
No, it's yeah. Eva.
Eva, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, a contrite cash.
Sorry. I'll eat your post later. Eva can probably speak to this. You moved to network. That's right. I think that's what...
I moved to go to school.
But like when you moved to New York or L.A., the thing that you're getting the most is that you're around like-minded people all the time.
And you're networking.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting.
Yeah. And I think like... That's the one thing that you're talking about just now, is like putting yourself into a situation and basically hoping that you hit it out of the park, like, you know, and kind of jump over a couple steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm now, because of sunk costs, completing this UCB curriculum, even though...
But you're still getting like a top-notch... performer education. And you're able to fart on cue.
Eva is pleased with herself being able to fire.
I was
microphone.
Like, what are you doing? I thought you were going to itch your butt with it.
No. No, no. Where are you going, buddy?
That's it.
Michael's left us.
It's just you and me.
Yeah.
I feel bad I got so
Oh, he's
I
he's
feel bad I got so
a lighter. Oh, he's
oh,
lighting,
he's lighting it cuz you tooted.
I thought he wanted to see me light up a fart like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber, cuz I can do that trick.
Okay. Michael, I feel bad I got so snippy when you called me Ava. It happens like once a day. Yeah.
Oh no, that's fine. It'd be like you, me, that you calling me like, I don't know, Mikhail.
Mikhail, mm-hmm. Like Heil Hitler. Mm-hmm. Mikhail.
No, Mikhail. I never put that together, but
yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
We were talking about all the pussy I mashed.
Okay.
All the Asian hookers.
Hmm.
I think that's another reason why you're in a bad mood. Honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I really do. That's sort of a part of your routine. And I think you're someone...
for a minute up in New York.
I think you're someone that likes a routine.
Mm-hmm. But the routine is banging hookers with a friend. Not simultaneously. That makes you gay.
Oh, that would be so cool.
No, we go up at the same time. We get different hookers. And then we convene afterward.
With your little...
And then, like, walk, like, Laverne and Shirley down the sidewalk.
Yeah. We do like the Schlemiel Schlemazel.
Schlemiel Schlemazel.
Yeah. And we have our little monogrammed sweaters on.
Yeah.
She sucked on all our nozzle.
Yeah. And our hookers are actually Lenny and Squiggy.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. So that part I miss. Because it's fun getting to, like, just shove pasta in your face while you're talking about how, what order your dick was sucked, whether or not they attempted to do things to your butt. And
Do they?
It's an Asian joint. They test the ass, yes.
It's an Asian what?
It's an Asian joint.
Oh,
the Asians,
like a Spike Lee joint.
Yeah, exactly.
So they do butts? Is that an Asian thing?
Yeah. Apparently Asian Michael Chang Johnson put on a funny face. Yeah.
Boy. Like, yeah.
I want to say these hookers are like trained in China, so they learn Chinese game, and then the best of the best get shipped over here. That's how I
do. They get picked out like they do in Top Gun.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're unsafe. You never use a condom, but you're the best that we got. You're going to New York.
Okay. So excited to be in New York.
I don't even want you here. I can't even look at you right now.
Why?
God damn, you're hot.
God damn, you got moxie.
I gotta give you Top Gun. I mean,
it's exactly like they even get handles. Right. You know, it's like you're no longer Chang Kwai. You are Molly.
Is one of them kind of like, you know, a loose cannon?
Yeah, like, actually, now that I Molly.
And then she has a sidekick that's kind of like fun loving, but, you know.
Yeah, that's Molly. She's gone now. When they're not dead, but just shipped back to the motherland.
Oh, I thought she'd do a flyby.
No, it was funny.
Goose!
She's like, can I buzz the front desk? No! You gotta clean up the table. She comes. Molly.
I miss Molly. She had attitude.
Oh, really? She was gone. Is that what you're upset about?
Is that what this all comes down to?
I only did one round with Molly, but she had moxie.
She went for the butt?
No. She could read a room.
Oh, okay.
Unlike the last one I was with who fucking attacked my anus. Oh, God.
I liked, Crickson liked that one. Attacked your anal cavity?
Yeah, just went for it.
With her tongue or her finger?
They're not rapists.
I don't know. Like a finger, I thought maybe.
A finger is rape.
Oh, but a tongue is not?
A tongue is just testing the waters.
Okay. Right, Cash? Okay. Right, Cash?
The tongue is beautiful.
Cash, I'm not going to do it.
Come on, babe.
Why am I getting progressively more drunk?
Because it's whiskey.
Okay.
You like it.
I do. I really do.
You love me and you know that I really like you.
I'm going to be Romney one day.
No one can be my uncle. Oh, wait. Shit, that's my dad.
It's your dad, dumbass.
I barely knew him. That's why I act out all this time.
Your backstory is dramatic. That's why you act the way you do now.
Yeah, like I'm just, you know, misunderstood. Because of my giant dick.
Keep the mic here. Keep the mic here. Now you're laughing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Such a fucking pant load.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
This has been a funny funeral.
Yeah.
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 My.
We can end it.
Okay.
All right, let's end it.
All right.
Anything we need to promote? When are we recording again?
That's a good question.
Next week, or is next week available?
Yeah, I can
your schedule.
Yeah, so bunch of rehearsals
for True West by Sam Shepard. He died, right?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago, a few years ago.
He was with Lang forever. Jessica Lange. I think they had a kid. They were never married. Sort of like a Goldie and
Cash Shepherd.
Yeah, what? I don't fuck anything. Wow. Wow.
I had some bit I'm telling is killing with Eva. You all right, buddy?
Yes. Remember when I sent you a quote unquote fart today, but you were like, that was clearly your mouth.
Yeah.
I can't do them that loud and spectacular.
Well, welcome to the majors.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be back.
What was that?
Tell me.
That's not real.
100%.
No. I do not believe you. That was you? Ow.
Now I've got nothing.
Ow.
Thanks, buddy.
I told you I wanted to save that for when John would need it.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Matrix for Optimus Prime.
There's no way.
I'm going under my nose.
You've got the touch. You've got the power.
You know, it could have gone longer. And that last part was me forcing it out. I can just feel it in my stomach.
Oh, my God. I'm so impressed. Where were you? Were you here?
I was at my office.
State of ecstasy,
please. Imagine you like in Amadeus when he's like going around like this, just so pleased with himself.
I'm sitting here telling God he's my enemy.
Yeah,
because you gave me an ass, but will not let me fart. You and I are enemies.
Hats off.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you just one day make a commitment to that you're gonna.
All right, we'll call it, and I just want to go end the episode with that right next to the microphone one more time, so it's like a really clear recording.
Do you think people are gonna? You really want to put this on the podcast?
Yeah. Now I'm laughing.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you.